neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
Nebot Netzach Rosh Hashanah, with the fruits and the food, that we had all types of food and fruits, delicious food and fruits, such as we started with tamar, with date, it's called Chorma, and we said, what do we say? So we said,
yes, sir.
Yeah, right. The Hebrew song that we mentioned, what did we mention? Why did you say such a thing?
Because that's what's written.
Oh, so anything that is written, you read? So what did we do? How can we use such a Yehiratzon? He used the root, right?
Because Tamar.
Right, the root, the root of Tamar is Tamu, and then we use that to do, how do we use it? Hitamu Oivenu. So you take one date, and then you get rid of thousands of
enemies.
Is that what we did?
So is it?
That's what you did?
Symbolic. You need to do the
avodah. No, there's no such thing as symbolic. You didn't waste the tamar, the date, just be symbolic. So we used it as a practicality, right?
Yes.
Cool. Then we used the lubia. What do we say for lubia? So we use double message. One is, some say rubia. So the root is rob, that means afsun, that means to multiply, al zechut. And then also lubia, that we can use it as lavan, that your forehead becomes lavan. They call it pishani safid, right? So we use the lubia for to become. To have Zachuya. Very nice. Then we use Karti. What is Karti? Yeah, Tare. And then we use the Karti for what? What does that mean? Yeah. The term karate is from here. Karate. So they use that from Tare. Karti. So what do we say? She karatu. So, but you could say, Rabbi Chazal Shalom, Sheikaratu Zachuyotenu.
No,
why? I know, but if you use the root as a karet, that means to erase, it could be for anything. No?
Yes.
Let's say if there's a wall, you say Sheikaret the wall. You correct this, you correct that, no?
No, if you saw the Yitamu, you don't need to correct it with the same meaning.
So the same thing, so you can say Yitamu many things.
Yeah.
No?
Yes.
So how come for one use positive and one use negative? How does that work? So here we learn a very important lesson, and that this teaches us that it's all and all depends on your intention. That means the tefillah that you do, whatever that you focus on, is going to happen. Use the tamar, itamu, the enemies. So it happens. Then you use the karti, you say karatu sonenu. Then all of a sudden, the lubian say, oh, about my zechut. So that means you use these things for what? Any way you like. Isn't that interesting? You take the root, any way you like it, you use it. So now, the question here is, let's say, for example, Somebody's name is Moshe. You know anybody Moshe name?
Yeah.
Okay. So now he comes and says, Ribono Sholam, I want to be like Moshe. Does that happen?
Yes.
Oh, only happens for the date. No, no, we're not talking about Divrei Torah. Just, you know, he uses the root of his name. He says, I want to be like this. Yeah. Would that happen?
Yeah.
So that means he's better than the Rubia. No?
Yes.
He has to be. Make sense?
Use the tools.
If you are able to use the root of this fruit and then use it in such a
powerful
tool. So more so, if your name, let's say, you know, anybody's name, Elazar.
No.
So you say, I want to be like the son of Rashbi, alav shalom.
Inshallah.
Amen.
More so. No? Is that not something?
How was he?
Rabbi Elazar?
Yeah.
Oh. Rashbi says, me and my son can protect the whole Olam.
How?
This is a chut they have. Two people, that's it. He says, the whole Olam is standing on us. And that's what people forget. They take the lubia, they take the pumpkin, they take the apple, and they use the roots. But they forget, wow, if I can use the root of these fruits and food, more so, look at me, what a kadosh name I have. That can be just like Avodah Kadosh. Happened to me, there was a lottery. In the city, it was going on. It was an interesting lottery. That whoever wins the lottery, they will give him the money printing machine for 1 hour, for 24 hours. Wow. Is that what that is? The real one, not this, the one that the fake one. So it happened to be the Ani won the lottery. So they delivered the printing machine. With a lot of soldiers and so on. But there was one little problem in his house. He only had one outlet in his house. So he connects the printing machine, start printing. The kid comes and says, Abba, I want to make smoothies. I need the outlet. So go back. The wife comes and says, it's hot in here. Let's turn on the fan. You know, we boil it. Said, what? Go away! We're printing money here. The kid comes, you know, we need to get something out of the fridge, you know, some cold water. Go away! Would he let go with the printing?
No.
Every second, he's printing $100 bill. Whatever I want, Ozar Muhtaram, the printing money machine has been connected. 2 days ago, they called the Asari Yemi Teshuvah. Every second, you're printing such an olamot in an olam elyon. Don't use the outlet for nothing else. Nothing else. Every second of these days that we're going through, it can change your life to the year to come. Better health.
Amen.
Amen.
Better peace.
Amen.
Better inner peace.
Amen.
Faster zivug.
Amen.
Better children.
Amen.
Every word of tefillah can change your whole year. Whole year. Don't waste it. You know, work is always there. Eating is always there. Sleeping is always there. Of course, you have to eat, to sleep, to go to work. But these days, and as crucial printing money. You know, 24 hours you have, they're gonna take the machine. You're not gonna waste a second. Second. You know what it is? Every second, you're printing $1,000. You're not gonna let it go. And that's how it is. I said it in the Teshuvah. Dear Shu, Et Hashem, Behimatzeo, Shalavi is warning us. Say, the Ribono Shel Olam is here. Don't miss it out. He's here. Dear Shu, you have to grab the moment. Hasu Shalom, don't let go with 1 second. And Bizar Chem Shwarfo, Isaki Utano, to have the machine plugged.
Amen.
The machine of Tefillah, Tachanunim, Bizar Hashem.
Amen.
good thoughts, positive thoughts, Bezat Hashem. And Shmarchu Zeke Utano, the Koach, the strength, Bezat Hashem, to.
Koilani Shomote, Halel Ko Haleluko, Koilani Shomo, Nishomo Sheli. Koilani Shomote, Halel Ko Haleluko, Koilani Shomo, Nishomo Sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.